Hey guys, it's Emily.
And it's Haj.
And today we'll be talking about the job of an onycologist.
So, you're probably saying and thinking, what is an onycologist? Onycologists are physicians who inspect, diagnose, and treat cancerous tumors. They have to go through many years of education and must have an advanced degree and specialized training. The average median salary for an onycologist living in the U.S. is about $265,000 annually. The average median salary for an onycologist living in San Francisco, California is $336,000 annually.
Onycologists fall under the field of oncology in biology. The study of oncology is important to biology because it stops and prevents cancer. Oncologists contribute to society by giving people a second chance at life. They also reduce the death rate of the world.
As an oncologist, you can specialize in a specific field of oncology. You may be a specialist in medical, genealogical, pediatric, radiation, or surgical oncology. Medical oncologists use chemotherapeutic or medical methods to treat cancer. Genealogical oncologists treat cancer that affects the female reproductive organs. Pediatric oncologists specialize in the treatment of cancer in children. Radiation oncologists use radiation treatment to treat cancer. And surgical oncologists treat cancer through surgical methods.
Cancer starts when there is a mutation in a cell and the cell keeps on dividing with that mutation in its genes. This is called a genetic mutation. Mutations are changes in the genetic material. Mutations start when cells make errors while copying its genes or when there is a mistake made in translation. Cells divide by a process called cell division. In cell division, growing cells divide into two new daughter cells. When a cell begins to grow and multiply too much, it is called a tumor.
Three ways to treat cancer are surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy. In surgery, the surgeon cuts out the diseased tissue. It is the most effective treatment in the early stages of some types of cancer. Radiotherapy uses a beam of radiation to kill cancer cells. Doctors can do this with increasing accuracy as imaging techniques improve. Lastly, chemotherapy uses a medicine that kills any cells that are multiplying rapidly. Cancer cells do this, but so do other body cells, like hair cells, which are also killed, resulting in hair loss. Also, chemotherapy weakens your immune system.
You can prevent cancer by reducing smoking and alcohol intake, being a healthy weight and having a well-balanced diet, exercising regularly, and protecting yourself from the sun.
We seem to be running out of time, so we will continue to talk about onycologists in the next podcast.
We will also be comparing and contrasting veterinarians and onycologists, talking a little about veterinary onycology. Thanks for listening.